CCJ bills approved in the lower house, and the Senate passes Evidence Amendment Bill 2014. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. The House of Representatives on Tuesday voted on the three bills geared towards replacing the UK-based Privy Council with the Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ, as Jamaica's final appellate court. The three bills in question were an act to amend the Constitution of Jamaica, an act to amend the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Act, and an act to make provisions for the implementation of the agreement establishing the CCJ as both a court of original jurisdiction to determine cases involving CARICOM and international treaties, as well as a superior court of record with appellate jurisdiction. The pieces of legislation were put through committee stages before they were voted on. All 63 members of parliament were in attendance at Tuesday's sitting of the House. Two of the bills did not require the two-thirds majority. However, the third bill, which sought to amend the Constitution of Jamaica, required a two-thirds majority, necessitating the Speaker's vote.
With respect to the constitutional amendment to provide for the replacement of the appeals to Her Majesty in Council with new provisions for appeals to the Caribbean Court of Justice, I do report the bill as having passed committee stage without amendment. The result of the divide is as follows. Ayes 42, noes 21.
Speaker of the House of Representatives, Michael Peart. The CCJ was established February 14, 2001 through an agreement signed by the heads of government of CARICOM at their 22nd meeting in Nassau. In its original jurisdiction, the CCJ adjudicates on matters relating to the provisions of the revised Treaty of Chagaramas and the CARICOM single market and economy. The CCJ can also serve as the final court of appeal for member countries who decide to use it for this reason. A bill to entrench local government in the Constitution was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Constitution Amendment Local Government Act got the support of 57 members, 41 from the government side and 16 from the opposition, while 6 members declined to vote. Under the legislation, local authorities will be given the ability to perform regulatory functions to facilitate the management, improvement, and development of resources of local communities. The bill also allows Parliament to make provisions for local authorities to generate and spend their own revenue and to provide for the holding of local government elections.
The government is committed not only to the amendments that we're doing now to the Constitution to enshrine local government, but the companion bills, and we are working assiduously to bring it to Parliament as soon as possible.
Leader of Government Business in the House of Representatives, Philip Paulwell. The legislation is in keeping with recommendations in the August 1993 report on the Constitution of Jamaica and the May 1995 final report of the Joint Select Committee of the Houses of Parliament on Constitutional and Electoral Reform. And proposed changes to how computer-generated evidence is introduced in court are expected to significantly reduce delays and costs associated with this procedure. The adjustments are outlined in the Evidence Amendment Bill 2014, passed in the Senate last Friday. The bill seeks to enhance the efficiency of Jamaica's justice system by providing a simpler procedure for the admissibility of computer-generated evidence and the reports of experts where the reports are not deemed disputable. A revised model relating to how computer-generated evidence is dealt with in the United Kingdom has been incorporated into the bill. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding explained that this new provision allows a party relying on computer-generated evidence to produce a certificate issued by the person responsible for operating the machine. The minister noted that in a majority of cases, this procedure will result in a significant reduction of delays and cost.
Because we are accustomed to using certificates in our courts in other areas, in the area of ballistics and in the area of medical certificates in the resident magistrates' courts. And it's a system which we're familiar with and works well.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. The Evidence Amendment Bill 2014 was passed with 10 amendments. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.